Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, wherever you are. This is the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show, and we will be here with you for the next 3 hours or so. Please, if you can stay, spread the word. Of course, you too can be a part of the show. It can be 563-999-3693. And of course, Caribbean Global Voices, you can get us on that, on your devices. That's the World Wide Web, blogtalkradio.com/ Caribbean Global Voices, CGV. CGV, that's the abbreviated portion. So we have already some folks online here with us. We want to say a pleasant good morning to all of them. Mercury Elizabeth is on with us over there from in New York. We have Sister Kathleen and Sister Barbara. She is also on with us already this morning. And for all of the listeners out there in internet land, we want to say a pleasant good morning to you as well. Well, this is pre-Mother's Day. You know, Mother's Day celebrated on Sunday. That's the Sunday coming up. Tomorrow. So we're going to have a prelude to the Mother's Day celebrations, which officially kicks off tomorrow. But nonetheless, we just want to start the proceedings off with some prayer. We want to ask Sister Kathleen from over there in the beautiful city of, I think it's in the city of Atlanta, but if it's not Atlanta, I'm going to say in the state of Georgia. I want to say good morning to you, Sister Kathleen. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yes,
good morning.
How are you doing today? Good morning.
I am doing fantastic. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm thanking God and thanking Him for life, and we're having it in abundance, the life we're having to celebrate His life. And we know He died on the cross for us, so for that, He would have paid the price, so we just have to live and live and live. But I'm going to ask you to lead us in prayer, and then we'll say good morning to some folks who are already online with us. So
okay.
With that, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Okay, thank you. Good morning, our radio audience. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Heavenly Father, we enter your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise. We praise you for your goodness and loving kindness you show to us each and every day. Excuse me. You crown the year with your goodness and your paths drip with abundance. We ask your blessings, Heavenly Father, on this radio station and all the listeners and participants. We pray you will bless each person according to their needs under the counsel of your will, Lord. We ask that you will edify, comfort, and encourage each and every one of us throughout the day and in the week. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 I take this opportunity to say good morning to Matrice over there in New York, one of our co-hosts. Matrice, good morning. And how is the beautiful twin city of New York? New York. It is so big they have to name it twice. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, and thanks. We are here in a storm for 2 days rain now, and it's 48 degrees, so you know we are weather time is for bedtime. So, but
oh, raining,
thank God.
The ducks and the farmers need the rain, so that's a blessing.
Yes, we thank God for it because we sure need it. And so we
there
just move on and continue our day. So how are you?
Okay, I'm blessed, highly favored, and giving thanks to the Lord. Great things He has done.
Okay, good morning to Ms. Kathleen.
I'm going to ask about Mom. Okay, go ahead.
Good morning.
What do you think? Good morning, and how are you today? Thanks for the prayers.
Oh, I'm well, thank you. How about yourself?
Okay, I'm a little under the weather, but I'm hanging in. And I'm trying to be positive.
Oh, yes.
I'm not making it any better, but, you know, God is good.
God is good.
Mm-hmm, all the time. All
okay, well, we have a program, so we want to welcome everyone to this, our first episode of the Calgon Global Voices. And I'm going to introduce a song, and then I'll introduce the person.
Okay.
I need you, Lord. Right now. Yeah. I must tell you all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, I will help. He has a loan cares for his own. I must have Jesus. can help me. Jesus can help me. Only Jesus can help me.
Huh?
Only Jesus.
Only Jesus alone. Jesus, only Jesus alone, believe it or not. Well, at this time, I want to introduce to you Barbara, and she is going to lend her voice to this program. Good morning, Barbara. How are you doing?
Doing great, doing great. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing very well and giving thanks to the Lord and the great one above. How is it in your neck of the woods?
It's nice and cool over here in Atlanta. You're doing good. Praise God.
Doing good. Praise God. All right. Well,
yes.
I want to welcome you to the Caribbean Global Voices. And you're lending your voice to the programming this morning, and the world is listening. And I sure whatever you have to say will resonate through their mind, body, and soul. The mic is yours.
To all listening audience, good morning. To you, Marjorie, Sister Kathleen, and everyone else listening under the sound of my voice, a pleasant good morning. God's blessings. And to all the mothers out there, I just want to say happy, happy Mother's Day. And the Lord has assigned a great work for us with kids in leading them towards Him. So I just want to go ahead now, and I just want to share a scripture and just say a short prayer after. So I'm going to read from, just quickly, I'm just going to read from Psalms 31, and it will be taken from verse 19. Oh, how great is your goodness, which you have laid up for those who fear you, O Lord, which you have prepared for those who trust in you. In the presence of the Son of Man, you shall hide them in the secret place of your presence. And verse 23 says, oh, love the Lord, all you his saints, for the Lord preserves the faithful and fully repays the proud person. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all you who hope in the Lord. I just want to share this for anyone that's going through any rough times today, any good times, whatever times it would be, just to share with you and let you know that God is in the midst of anything, wherever we are. God can truly give peace, a peace that passes all understanding, through the cancer ward, through bankruptcy court, whatever it would be going through. If you're not feeling well today, as I heard Marjorie said, know that the Lord is with you. And peace is possible only when we can accept exactly what we're going through. In acceptance, there is peace and there is genuine security. And we can experience God's peace and acceptance, whatever it would be. So even it seems to rain right now, but we know that the Lord has everything in store for us once we seek his will. So whatever happens to us is not outside of God's power, but it is also not outside of his wisdom. It is not outside of his love. Evil may seem to rain, but God overrules evil for his purpose. So we can always rest assured that our Heavenly Father, who loves us, who knows us before the foundation of the world, from the beginning through the end, he has a plan and a purpose for our lives. Most importantly, for us to give our lives over to Christ. Most importantly, first thing is that we accept that we are sinners, that we need a Savior, which he has already paid for it on Calvary's cross. It's paid in full, past, present, and future. But it's us to accept him as our Savior for eternal life. So I just want to go ahead and encourage everyone today to continue to trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean upon your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he promised that he will direct our paths. And for your mothers, again, I would encourage you to stand faithful, to continue to encourage your kids, especially in these times, at times we had only Bible that our children see, but it's the way in which we raise them and share the word and implant the word. The word of God says that his word shall not return void unto him. So continue to be that bridge for your children to lead them unto the Father. And I pray a special prayer today for every mother again who is listening under the sound of my voice. So we can trust in the Lord. When in doubt, we just trust him. No matter whatever crumbles under us, we can trust the Lord. Okay, Iva, and thank you so much for allowing us to come on here and share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is our only hope. Pray, and I would pray today that the power of God will continue to rest on this station, that the voices that would listen would be encouraged daily, that they would continue to know their hope. And I pray the blessings of the Lord will continue to overflow even through this as being a channel, this radio station to be a channel to reach the world for Christ. And thank you to Iva for loving the Lord and wanting to do his will. Thank you.
Thank you. You are very welcome. I so much
thank
have
you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
You're welcome.
Yes, for me.
I'm sorry I didn't hear that.
I said a big hearty thank you for me.
Absolutely. Keep you in my prayers. I know I said you wasn't feeling too well, but you know you can trust in the Lord with all your heart, okay?
Yes, I do. Thanks. You did the same.
I want to thank you too, Bobby, for that prayer there and all the good gestures that you would have echoed there for all of the mothers. And remember, dads, you are mothers too, because anyone who is doing a motherly duty, I think that should resonate with you. You should accept the accolades of mother once you're doing some motherhood. Believe it or not, you don't have to give birth to be a mother. So on this day, for those who would not have given birth but would have done the chores of motherhood, we want to say Happy Mother's Day to you as well. With that, I want to say really, really thanks, Sister Kathleen and Sister Barbara, for coming through. This is our first episode, so you have created history. That the first voices that you would have heard here would be that of Sister Kathleen, Mertris, and Barbara. I mean, alongside Ivor Henry, your host. Further in the show, we expect to hear from Cardinal and others. We know Lilith Owen Sinkitz, who has been with us, will bring us up to speed with what's happening in the neighboring island. We hope to hear from her. But just before I play a song from the mother, let me just give the itinerary. In our first hour, we'll have our inspirational portion. That way, you know, come by what we would have just done, prayers, speeches, songs, something to inspire you. We go until the top of the hour. At the top of the hour, we will bring you sports. And that comes more often than not through cricket. Basketball is in the air right now. That's the NBA. So we'll bring you scores of that. And we'll have the birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date. That will come your way through Cardinal via Audley Watson. And, of course, we expect to hear from Debbie and Dawn around 10:45 this morning. They're doing some humanitarian work over there in Antigua and Barbuda, so we have provided them a platform where they can disseminate the information to the folks around the world. So you can stick and stay for that also. And of course, we'll have a back drive type coming from Cardinal, something to do with Black history. That's going to be very, very interesting, so we wanted to stand by for that as well. And let me be reminded that Cardinal would have special fans that he has to greet. So they're listening up for their names this morning, and we hope that they would be in tune with us throughout the morning session. Of course, we'll have an open line Skype at the last hour where you can call in, and of course, you too can be a part of the show.
563-999-3693. I almost give the old station. So let's do that again. It is 563-999-3693. So stick and stay, folks.
Come on, everybody. Let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet,
okay,
everybody. If you know he's awesome.
Well, we know the God is awesome, but we don't want to play that one right now. We want to just something special for the mamas out there. So let's see. Let's try this one. Of my heart.
God, worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in all of his grace. You're in all of his goodness. You're in all of his mercy. You're in all of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Come on, say it, happy from the rain. That's it. My God is awesome. Come on, heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, you got it. My God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broke. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. One word. Come on, everybody. My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, somebody lift your voice.
Awesome.
If you know it's been good, say it.
Awesome.
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 Say, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, if you know it's been good, then you testify.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice.
Awesome.
He's awesome.
Awesome.
Come on. My God. Verse 2. Thank you for the whole world. Giver of
salvation.
By his right. I'm here. Yeah. My God is awesome. Listen. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on, you say.
Had another appearance. He's going to be busy today.
We just want to give her a chance to bid her goodbye and to wish her all the very best for the rest of the day. So, Sister Caroline, you can come on in, unless you would have postponed or put off your engagement. But you can feel free to come on in and speak or say your bye-bye. Sister Caroline? Oh, I'm not hearing her. Barbara, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Kathleen, I remember she was saying that she had an engagement at
9:30
or thereabouts.
Yes.
Okay, probably her phone is, maybe she's muted in the back there, so.
Yes.
Okay, well, I hope you're enjoying the show so far, and it's trying to remember the mothers. Tomorrow is a real celebration. But
yes.
With that, maybe Sister Kathleen just wants to stay on, so why not? We can continue.
Yeah. If you give a little more than you pay, and if you try to fix more than you break, if you're the kind who takes the time to help a stranger in the rain, there's a place for people like you. If you stand up, put those down on the knees, and lend a voice to those who cannot see. If you shine a little light, give sight to the ones who've lost their way. There's a place for people like you. I've heard of that the trees were made of bone, and when you get there, there's a hand to hold. I believe when you break down here, there's a place up there for people like you. If you walk around with your heart on your sleeve, and if you try to be the dream you want to see, if you lay down your life for love so someone can see, there's a place for people like you.
I believe, and if you believe, it can happen. Believe it or not, if you believe, it can happen. Just believe. Just believe it's a place to stay for people like you. Believe it or not. Just do good, and good will follow you all the days of your life. Believe it or not. It's a place to stay for people like you. You knew they would have done you wrong. Keep on doing good.
There's a hand to hold.
I believe when your days out here are through,
there's a place.
There's a place up there for people like you. Although you're out there, keep knowing what you do. Thank you.
day. I know that I can count on you.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I did that. I'm so sorry. Oh.
That's impossible. Tell me, can you ever know?
Cause I knew somebody would stand by me through the good times and bad times. We always keep moving. We always be right there. Everybody
loves me. Tell me, baby, can't love me. Love unconditional. I'm not asking. Girl, to make it last, I'll do whatever I need to be done.
Somebody to love me, stand by me.
We're all in.
Be right there for me.
Mama life,
Night or day. Who is who has done so many wondrous things. Who is this man worthy of the praises I sing? I'm glad I have found him, and I never lived before. Wherever he leads me, I will follow.
I just think about it. All the ladies, all of them. Both of them. I could not just
talk to you.
Jesus will be there. We are the ones who always turn our backs on Jesus, but he's ever loving, ever living, ever loving. Well, let us see if we can find something from the Doe Brothers out of Nevis. Just a live performance there from the Doe Brothers over in Nevis, but later on in the in our show we will have the recording recorded. So that was a live version there. So you know we know they can do much better than that. But we're gonna be bringing down the with this one, that's getting out of the inspirational portion. Enjoy this one.
Back when I was a child.
I enjoyed it. It was real, a real blessing. It was great.
Right, very well. We know Sister Kathleen, she had another engagement, so she came and she would have had to take off, but convey our deep appreciation for her taking the time out. Let's hope it's not first, it's not the last. She's been the first, so let's make sure that we have continuity, and we are going to ask you to let her know how much we really appreciate her coming through, and it's not gone unnoticed. Well, at the top of the hour, we're going to bring you, just some reports in brief. You can feel free to stay, but then we're going to go into birthdays, anniversaries, events that would have taken place on this date, some historical facts. And, of course, we still have a whole lot in store for the duration of the show. If you can stick and stay, that would be nice. But we ask of you to just tell a friend that they can hop on over. They can call in 563-999-3693. But they can really get us on the web as well, the World Wide Web, blogtalkradio.com/Caribbean Global Voices, all one word, and they can get us via their devices. Well, we just want to say at this time we're going to have some sports brief. What do we have? Can we have an introduction? What do we have for introduction? Do we have something queued up? Maybe we can have a song someplace. Do we have a song? Maybe something from the West Indies. What do we have? And, well, Marches, too, she's sticking to stay with us. She stayed with us. We had a call of. She didn't say much. She just listened in the 602 area code number. We want to say thanks to her for coming through. It's a new person. Perhaps they just came to hear the inspirational portion because they would have left. But maybe they're going on to another device to listen. That's the beauty of this show. It has a variety. You can have the inspirational portion. You have the sports section. You have birthdays, anniversaries, and events that take place on this date. And, of course, we speak of the events of the day. We have not heard from Mr. Cardinal Mills as yet because that's a special portion of the show where he would hail his many fans. I know Kathleen is waiting. She's waiting with bated breath to hear her name called on the radio. Cardinal is standing by for that. So, let's see. Do we have something here from cricketers? Need an introduction here. What do we have? Maybe anything. Some kind of background music. We know the IPL. It's ongoing, and we have some West Indians who are playing. As a matter of fact, I think Cat Meyer is playing in a match today, and he was really wheeling the willow at some stage. There's something in the background. Let me see. I'm not too sure if you're going to come through. Let's go ahead and pull that up. Let's see what's happening in the wide world of sports over here. All right, folks, we have a match that would have just concluded, the Pierre Case against the Rajasthan Royals. That match is done and dusted. Rajasthan Royals, they would have overhauled 189-5, and they ended in the 20th over with two balls to spare. They got to 190. And let us see a live report, because Hetmeyer, I just said it there, he really wheeled willow as it happened. Let us see. With the longer boundaries on Hetmeyer's left side, Agarwal gives the ball to Chahal. He started wide down the left side and was perhaps lucky that Hetmeyer didn't get any bat onto that. The next one is a full one on the stumps. And Hetmeyer nonchalantly launches it over long on. And that levels the score. So Chahal bowled 2 dots, but ended up serving a full toss with 1 needed from 3 balls. Hetmeyer tipped it towards long on with the fielder charges in, but it landed short. A walking single gives Rajasthan Royals the first win while chasing this season. So Hetmeyer, I think he's the vice captain of the white ball cricket in the West Indies 2020 overs. He would have come good today for his team, the Royals. So that's a good thing, and good for him, good for the West Indies, and good for his team. Let's see what else is happening. Well, we know local league days cricket that's taking place here in South Florida. We have games at the Central Bowl Regional Park on fields 3 and 4. That's coming up tomorrow at 9 o'clock. As a matter of fact, we have 2 games. Yours truly will be on duty for those 2 games. So we're going to go from morning into the night. We're playing 30 overs, so we'll be there for 120 overs in the day.
That's more than 90 overs in a day when you're playing first class test cricket. If I can bring the teams up that are going to be vying. Well, this is the Gold Coast League. The playoff has started, so it seems as if the winner is going to stay and the loser, they are going to be going home. I'm trying to find it. I know that was sent to me. Where is David when we need him? Because he's the man, he's the guru for the local scores here. And, well, as a matter of fact, next week as well, they have the T10 that's going to be played at Central Bower Regional Park. Mark Qureshi and the guys, they're having the T10 tournament. It starts on Thursday, goes through to Sunday when the curtain comes down with the grand finale. So if you need to see some cricket during the week and you have the time, you can head on over to the Central Bower Regional Stadium. Cricket would be there in all of its glory. I don't predict there's going to be any rainout matches or anything of that sort. Basketball. Well, we know the Heat, they went down last night. But the score is 2-1. They would have held a serve when they would have played in Miami. But they would have gone onto the road last night and they would have got blown out of the water. But nonetheless, they just have to just hold themselves in terms of winning all the games at home because they have home court advantage. But they scored 79 last night, and the 76ers just scored 99. So that was a big loss, losing there by some 20. But the Suns, they came up against the Mavericks last night, and the Mavericks, they were triumphant. They scored 103. Against 94 for the Suns. So the game, the Phoenix Suns, they lead that series 2-1. So they're holding home. The teams that are playing at home would have won their game so far. Celtics came up against the Bucks. They're coming up against the Bucks. That's coming up today, this Saturday, at 3:30. So if you want to follow the Celtics and the Bucks, you can do that. Those games, that's level at 1-1, one apiece. And I think that's what we have in terms of basketball. You know, soccer is being played, but don't have any scores on that as well. But the English Premier League, that is in full swing at this time. So, Leon, you're not hearing the voice of Leon this morning. He would have probably got something to say on that as well. But we just want to introduce Mr. Cardinal Mills for the first time on the Caribbean Global Voices. That's CGV, CGV. And you're going to be hearing his voice for the first time. And I think we're going to start off by having him greet his fans before we get into the birthdays and anniversary hours and events that would have taken place on this date. I'm sure he'd want to lend a voice and to introduce himself to this new platform. Good morning, Cardinal. How are you?
Good morning, Iva. Good morning, Barbara, Kathleen, and good morning to all the fans, friends, and supporters of the Saturday morning entertainment show. It feels wonderful. I was listening for quite a while to get the sound of our new experience on the Caribbean Global Voices platform, and I'm enjoying the sound of it. I'm hoping that the fans and friends are doing the same thing, enjoying it. Of course, we over the last couple of weeks, we have invited them to join us here. And I'm hoping that they're not having too many problems signing in or calling in, as the case may be. You know, we welcome you. And we are, you know, quite happy to be generating from this. You got a wonderful, the name got a wonderful sound to it, Caribbean Global Voices. And for that matter, we will talk about something else, something in that aspect a little bit later. But Welcome to the new era. The entertainment, the Saturday morning entertainment show. The same name, but coming from a different place called the Caribbean Global Voices.
CGV.
Share the day with me.
CGV, CGV, get it in your head. We're going to get that nice and short. CGV, welcome. CGV.
It's catching on. It's catching on. Yes.
All right.
Let me just go right ahead and welcome the special fans, and hopefully we'll be seeing more special fans as we go along, because they're going to be adding up. I'm sure they're going to be adding up. They're popping out all over the place. We got to realize that people that we haven't even heard of are popping into the show, and declaring, some calling to say that they love it, some calling to make their comments. Now and again, we hear someone from far field and hope that we can continue to have the same influence. To the special fans, you've been with us and you continue to be with us. So I'm going to say to the people up in New York, good morning to you, Mertris, Donna, Ina, Sharon, and Lady Babson Nisbet. Good morning to you. Join us here on the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show, coming to you from the Voice of Caribbean Global. I'm going to go on up down to St. Martin, where I'm going to say good morning to Irma Thompson. I wonder if she is done and dusted and over with Carnival. She may not be able to listen to us this morning either, because Carnival might have tired Irma out. She's been out to all the shows and events and stuff like that. So I hope she calls in and tell us how much fun she had, and that we are invited to the next one. They're not thinking about COVID at this time. They're inviting us to the next Carnival in the morning. Good morning, Irma. Good morning, Carlos, my good man. I'm sure you've been enjoying Carnival as well. I'm going to go on over to St. Kitts, where I'm going to say good morning to Lynette, our political correspondent over there in St. Kitts, and social commentator. Good morning, Lynette. And, I'm sure Lynette is mourning right along with the people of the other people of St. Kitts Nevis, who just earlier, I shouldn't say last Saturday, laid to rest one of the significant figures in social, social activity, and I got to put it that way. Mr. Vance Amory, who was involved in sports, education, ambassadorship, and all areas of social activity there in the island of St. Kitts Nevis. You remember, Ivor, he was an officer in our brigade group over there in St. James, even though he was he was a resident of Gingerland in St. George's, so he was all over the island. We played cricket with him at Whitehall School Field and over in Claygut. So he's well represented in all areas of activity in Nevis. I'm sure
he actually lived at the rectory, when Father Hall was in his 80s.
Yes.
He left Father Bland.
Yeah,
he left Father Bland in Gingerland, and they sent him over to St. James's to be with Father Hall.
Right. And he was the principal at Gingerland High for some time, and also the principal of Charleston Secondary School for some time, the manager of the bank, permanent secretary. So he's been, he is a stalwart figure in the affairs of the development of the island of Nevis. So he would be sorely missed. Quite a presence there. And I'm sure that up to this point, his death was sudden. Up to this point, he's going to be missing. Somebody's going to look around at some point and, realize that there's a space there because he is not there. I'm going to go on over to Nevis, where I'm going to say good morning to Mr. Renford Doar and his staff at 2020 Vision, and particularly Carmen Lady C. Griffin. Good morning to you. I'm going to go on over to the UK where I'm going to say good morning to Omel and hope Omel is up and around to join us on the new phase this morning, getting everything right. Greetings coming to you, Omel, from us here on the Saturday morning show. She is already bragging about the number one position of Liverpool. Anyway, congratulations to you as well in the winning ways of your favorite team. I'm going to step across the channel where I'm going to say good morning to the people in Fort Lauderdale, particularly to Elimat, King Elimat, that is, hoping that the brother is doing okay and, you know, give him the invitation to buzz us up once in a while. We've got you. Say good morning to Marva Jones and my favorite celebrity, Tiffany, brother Malik, and sister Tanaya. Good morning to you. Hope you're joining us here on the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. I'm going to go on down to the Southwest Miami. I'm going to say good morning to Jerome Cutner Richardson, who comes to you over there by way of Sandy Point. Good morning, Cutner, and hoping that you're having a great time with us as well. I'm going to go on up to Georgia, where I'm going to say good morning to Monique, Yvette, and Barbara. I got to know that Monique has traveled to Nevis. I don't think she made it in time for the funeral, and I'm not even sure if she's back yet. But wherever she is, hope that she's having a great time. I know she's going to be listening to the new era of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show coming to you from Caribbean Global Voices. I'm going to say good morning to my sister Yvonne. And Yvonne, of course, was a big, big fan of her former teacher, Mr. Vance Amory. Good morning to you, Yvonne. I know you have a good smile. I know you got a good heart. I know you're going to be a little bit grieved, but I'm sure that you would be smiling. Good morning to Kathleen.
She's traveling this morning, too. Yvonne is traveling.
Oh, she's traveling this morning? Okay.
Yeah, so we have let's
wish her the best in her travels. Yeah, she's always traveling, man. She don't even got time to tell me hello these days. And that's why I don't know where to find her.
Going places. Yep.
Yeah. Good morning.
And already we have a new fan, too. We have a new fan down in, was it Coretta Woodley? Mrs. Coretta Woodley. Yeah, she...
Oh, really?
This morning. So we want to say good morning to her.
Well, yeah. I'm glad that you had that one in Iva.
Yeah.
So, Coretta
Woodley.
Hopefully we can hear her voice. You know, maybe there's somebody here waiting to hear her voice. Like everybody sitting down and waiting for Lynette to call. So maybe she can put one up on Lynette. And get people scrambling to hear her voice and coming back to life because they hear her voice. Good morning, Lynette. And good morning, Miss Woodley. Glad you can join us. Let me say good morning to Kathleen, who Iva is right here in St. Croix. Good morning, Kathleen, our latest special fan.
I thought she was in St. Thomas. Look at that. I had it wrong all the time.
Oh. No, you didn't have it wrong. You didn't have it wrong. It's just that you get it right this time. It's right too. Kathleen is right here in St. Croix. Good morning, Kathleen.
In St. Croix. Good morning, Kathleen.
Okay. All right. So, and good morning to all the fans, friends, and supporters of the Block Talk Radio Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. Coming to you under the auspices of the Caribbean Global Network. Join us here. As usual, we've got sunshine, and Ivor's got a great show for you. Back to you, Ivor.
Happy birthday. This is your birthday song. Oh, 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 oh
time when we're going to bring you birthday, anniversary, and
events that would have taken place on this date. And that comes to you. Compliment Mr. Audley Watson. I want to say a pleasant good morning to him as well. Let me take this time out to say that. And to his mother, Ma Ruby. I want to say a happy, happy Mother's Day to you, Ma Ruby. She's the matriarch of this, our new programming. Colonel, it's over to you.
I got to carry your load every time. Alma just wrote in to say that she's been trying to call in to wish the show congratulations on their new platform. But she may not be around for long because she can't keep still. She got to go again. I guess it's carnival time still in St. Martin.
There was a 602 number that came in, but the hand never went up. So if that is
okay.
602-332, we will stop the press at this time. Halt the birthday and anniversary and historical events just to accommodate her. So if that's the number, as I saw that on the board, 602-322-332, the hand was never up and I didn't identify it. I probably should have gone in the back room at some stage because maybe she couldn't get in. But if that is it and she's listening, come on in. Any number comes up right now, I'm going to assume that is her number. So, did she call the station number? That's what you're saying?
I'm suspecting that she called the number that we distributed and was trying to get in to say her congratulations. Yeah. Okay, Alma, we appreciate that. We know you've always been a special fan. And, you know, I'm going to apologize for Ivor for not picking up the call.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, like you said, okay.
Okay.
There's a call coming in at 721, and we have to halt the press here right now.
Yeah,
we
okay. I believe that's her.
That's the first time we're getting it. We want to say good morning. Good morning. Man, not the hurricane Irma now. This is...
Good morning.
Yes, your pleasant good morning to you and happy Mother's Day, by the way.
First, I have to say you should remember the number because you said that's your number. The 721.
Yes. 721. You got it right. July 21st. And that's what, that one day don't want to hear that, you know, but that's significant. 721. Okay.
Yes, I was trying earlier. And I did put up my hand twice, three times.
Well, you can blame Cardinal because if he's going to co-host the show and he's not doing his job, I need for you to start sizing right now.
No, man, he's doing a good job.
He gets a chance to co-host the show and he's not monitoring the board.
Okay. Well, anyway, I want to really say congratulations on the new program. And the name is
Pageant
very intriguing, man.
Voices.
Yes,
TV.
Man, it's a good name.
TV.
It's a good name.
TV.
Whoever bring the name
up with that?
Thumbs up to them.
Well,
it
came via Mr. Cardinal Mills, so I don't know who would have put a piece in it. It's a free part, so I believe maybe kudos can go to one.
Okay, well, anyway.
Another thing, Global. Another thing, Voices. But I put it together, so let me get in there somewhere.
thumbs up to you guys. But again, I'm here in the background listening as usual. But sometimes I like to run out, so that's why I send a message via Cardinal. But I'm still in the house. I'm still here.
Well, that's good. At least you're going to keep fit once you keep running. So run out. You can run in too. Just don't run out and stay out. Run in. From time to time.
Anyway, congratulations, guys, and keep it up.
Thank you very much. Okay.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Keep listening and spread the word. We just need nothing better
than
word of mouth.
I certainly will.
Good.
All
Dave,
right.
One of our
thank you.
Adam fans, Miss Irma Thompson out of St. Martin. So she will do in that part of the world. So we want to say thank you. Sorry, folks, we have to halt the press and stop the birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date for our special friend over there in St. Martin, Miss Irma Thompson. Cardinal, continue.
Yes, I know. Good morning.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye, Irma. Have a great day. And when you finish dancing, you take a cool out. You know what I mean?
Oh, sorry. I forgot to really say Happy Mother's Day in advance to all the mothers. I mean,
oh, yes. And Happy Mother's Day to you as well.
Behalf, we say thank you. Yes.
Yes. Anyway, thanks again. I gotta go. Bye.
Okay. Take your time and go.
And don't say Happy Mother's Day to Ivan because you might have to say the rest, and it's not gonna sound good.
Bye.
Irma, don't let him keep you. You have to go, but always come back good.
Bye, Irma.
Okay. Yeah, she's gone.
Okay.
So, well, I gave you introduction already, unless you want to wind it up again, the happy birthday, but we can continue. And hopefully we'll be
here. Yes, we can.
And then Debbie comes up in another 14 minutes. So let's get in the birthdays so we can accommodate them.
Okay. Yes, the anniversaries and birthdays for May 7th. Oh, boy, we are already in May. It's almost half the year gone. And it's moving so rapidly. It's the 127th day of 2022. And we ain't even get over the dizziness of 2020 as yet. Anyway, today is the birthday of Alelis Nunes out of Jamaica. He's a sportscaster, female sportscaster. Anderson Cummings out of Barbados. He's 56. Fabian Allen, Jamaican cricketer. He's 27. Out of New Zealand, Lauren Down, who's 27. Graham Bilby, who's 67. Jeetan Patel, who's 42. Jess Watkin, a female cricketer, who's 24. Out of Bermuda, Chris Fargo. Out of Pakistan, Kaiser Abbas. Out of South Africa, Jean Kent. Out of England, Bill Hitch. Out of Australia, Karen Price. Out of Sri Lanka, Upal Chandana. And out of Malaysia, Mohamed Shoaib. Movie actor Alexander Ludwig, who's 30, former Utah Governor Gary Herbert, he's 75, African-American R&B singer Thelma Houston. You remember who that is? Whitney's mom. She's 79. Michael Rosen, children's book author, who's 76. The late wrestler Owen B. Hart. Sydney LaRue, a female soccer player, she's 32. J Balvin, reggaeton singer, is 37. Josip Broz Tito, that would have been translated into Joseph Tito, the leader of Yugoslavia between 1943 and 1980. He was born in 1892. He actually created the country, the United Territories of Yugoslavia into a single country. That's Tito, great leader. Gary Cooper, an American actor. Tim Russert, late American journalist and host of Meet the Press. Eva Perón, remember Eva, Argentine First Lady from 1946 to 1952, and also an actress. Don't cry for me, Argentina. Jimmy Ruffin, American soul singer. Oh, you remember Jimmy Ruffin. Which group he stand with? He was born in 1936. In 1429, the English siege of Orleans was broken by Joan of Arc. That's Orleans in French, and the French army. In 1700, William Penn began a monthly meeting for blacks advocating for emancipation. William Penn, known as the great abolitionist. In 1718, the city of New Orleans was founded by Jean-Baptiste Lemoyne. And in 1789, the first U.S. presidential inaugural ball for George Washington, George Boy. In 1867, Swedish chemist Alfred Nobel patents dynamite in England, the first of three patents he would receive for that, for the explosive material. You know how much damage they do after that. In 1914, the British House of Commons rejects women's right to vote. And also in 1914, U.S. Congress establishes Mother's Day. Imagine that. What a contrast. In 1928, mm-hmm. the United Kingdom lowers the age of women voters from 30 to 21. You know, can you imagine that? Slow progress, boy. In 1938, the 64th Kentucky Derby, Eddie Akano aboard Lauren scores the first of five Derby wins. In 1941, Glenn Miller, the big band leader and jazz composer, records Chattanooga Choo Choo for RCA Records. It became the first record to be designated gold. In 1942, Nazi decree orders all Jewish pregnant women of Kovno ghetto executed. Wow. And the slaughter continued. In 1943, the Liberty Ship George Washington Carver, named after the African-American scientist, was launched. In 1945, Branch Rickey announces formation of the U.S. Negro Baseball League. Also in 1945, World War II came to an official end with the unconditional surrender of Germany and its allies. 1946, William Hastie inaugurated as the first black governor of the U.S. Virgin Islands. In 1959, Roy Campanula Knight, the largest baseball crowd at 93,103 at the LA Coliseum, and saw the Yankees beat the Dodgers 6-2 in an exhibition game. In 1975, U.S. President Gerald Ford declares an end to the Vietnam era. In 1984, I guess that's the end to the Vietnam War. In 1984, Agent Orange, a pesticide used in Vietnam to spray the foliage so as to flush out the Vietnamese resistance, because the Vietnamese resistance to colonialism knew how to use the forest. They knew how to use the jungle. But Agent Orange was a carcinogen, and many U.S. soldiers returned to the United States suffering from various forms of cancer from the use of that thing. So you see, this is one of these cases. When you do harm to people, you're going to fly back right in your face. Unfortunately, a lot of those soldiers were just dismissed. They didn't get any medical treatment, any medical care, and that spawned. And I think one of the things that spawned the movie Born on the 4th of July. But if I were you, Ivor, I would have get out of that month. I would have tell somebody what my death certificate at some other month, but wow. Angel Cordero Jr. retired after winning 7,057 thoroughbred horse races. In 2015, British general election, Dave Cameron returns as prime minister. U.S. father and son arrested for the murder of Ahmaud Arbery, May 7th, in Brunswick, Georgia. after a video of the killing surfaces. That's where your historical notes, birthdays, anniversaries, compliments of Mr. Audley Watson. To you, Iva.
Yes, indeed, and quite comprehensive. And we want to say a big thank you and a big shout out to Audley Watson. He takes a lot of time out to really compile these historical facts. And sometimes, Cardinal, you would add one or two because, as you know, you cannot put every single thing in there because a lot of things would have happened. He even forgot
yes.
what you would have done a couple of years ago on this date. But you might care to tell us something that you know happened on this date that he omitted.
Well, quite a few things. I mean, I think he covered most of it that would have been, you know, significant, you know. But I can check to see if I have anything in my notes that he left out.
Okay, well, we still have a little bit of time for that down the road, so you don't have to really bust your brain about that. But you might want to take time out to say hi and hello to the mothers. We're waiting Dawn and Debbie in another 5 minutes or so, so maybe you can use this opportunity to send some mothers there. Love to some folks.
Of course, it's always a pleasure to send greetings to the mothers and not just those who are mothers biologically, but by that I mean not just those who were able to give birth to children of their own, but those who took care of us from time to time. You know, we grew up in an environment where every older woman, you know, it carried part of the African tradition where every older woman was practically your mother. You know, your teachers at school were practically your parents. So, you know, happy Mother's Day. All those who were influential in bringing me to this point.
Spending money like hell to buy a casket big like Hilton Hotel. But when their mother was alive, you didn't know she dead. It's nightclubs that protest their money used to spend. They used to carry on, but now that she is gone, empty pockets just keep on. Well, if you are lucky and still have your mommy, remember what sorrow say. Forget them chagabats and all them J.D. Ben and make sure your mommy okay. I know a man one night joined his wife to cost his mother 2 weeks later he ends up in Curtis. When she dead, he starts to moan and shout, I wish he dead could have wake up and bust it down though. When his mother was in need, he didn't pay a heed, and she had to leave the bread he dead. It was so unfair, I mean, I post that once again. What you got, whether you're rich or you're poor. Only on a birthday should not be the way. Every day should be Mother's Day.
by for Dawn and Debbie. That's coming up momentarily, so stand by for that, folks. Stand by, stand by. Happy Mother's Day again. Getting Dawn and Debbie on just about now. We want to welcome them. Welcome them. Welcome Dawn and Debbie to the Caribbean Global Voices, where their voice is going to be heard throughout the world, throughout the universe at this time. And we want to say Happy Mother's Day to both of you at this time. And we're going to welcome you to, it's a new platform, but the work continues, and the good work that you guys would have been doing for the folks over there in Antigua and Barbuda. And we're hoping that all is well on this Saturday, the 7th day of May. So, good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Saturday. This is Debbie. Just wanted to wish all of your many audiences out there a welcome and to your new platform and all, to all of the magnificent, marvelous mothers. Have a happy Mother's Day tomorrow when it comes. For those of us who no longer have our mothers, we know that they're smiling down from heaven and they are with Jesus. Wanted to thank everyone for listening every Saturday and for all of everyone that has been reaching out to us in terms of assisting. Yesterday, I was able to drive for about 2 hours in rain and sleet and everything else that was happening and picked up about 15 bags of donation. I don't know what's in it, in them. Can share it with Dawn and the many audiences. This is a lady who wants to so nicely to donate, and she has asked me to come back in the next 2 weeks. To get all the other things that she has. And also, she's also assisting us with getting probably a foundation to, and I spoke to Dawn this morning and forgot was to mention this to her, to get an organization that probably would be able to help us with the shipping. So we're going to do our research and see how that can go. So I think we have more than 15 barrels thus far, based on all the items that we picked up yesterday and more to come. And I just wanted to thank her. I'm not allowed to say her name, but thank her from the bottom of her heart for thinking of Antigua and Barbuda kids. When she heard that we were looking especially for families that had been displaced by a fire in Antigua, she said, listen, I'm getting ready to sell my house, and I have a whole lot of stuff, brand new stuff, stuff that I haven't used, so forth and so on, if you can manage to come and get them. So yesterday, and I must thank my husband also, Eugene Campbell. He was a good trooper. We drove 2 hours from our house to go get them and 2 hours back, and we're out all day, and, you know, but it's for a good cause. So once again, this is Antigua and Barbuda Cares. Dawn is on also, and she will give her update also. But, you know, we welcome anyone that would like to help us in terms of assisting with our families back in Antigua. A friend of us just came back from Antigua, and she said, everyone needs help. The pandemic has been rough on our islands, on our island. And, you know, we know everyone is doing the best that they can, because besides the pandemic being rough on Antigua and Barbuda, we know what the crunch that the rest of us are feeling also. And for other unforeseen circumstances, that's oil and wheat and all the other things that are so expensive now. So we're all feeling the pain. So, you know, just wanted to reach out and say if anyone would like to make a donation, we're here. We will take the donation, or we can direct you as to where you can send the donation to. So I just wanted to thank everyone for listening to us every Saturday as we, you know, outreach to everyone that's listening. And also to number one, most of all this week, you know, I just wanted to say happy, happy, happy Mother's Day. If you like to donate, you can reach me, Debbie Campbell, NYC, D-E-B-B-Y, C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L-N-Y-C at AOL.com or at 845-820-6598. Or I'm on Facebook under Debbie Simon. And one of the things I just needed to show everyone, like every year, my mom is deceased, but every year, her birthday or Christmas and so forth, my kids make a donation to the charities in Antigua. So if anyone would like to do so on their birthday, on their anniversary, just to give a small donation, it doesn't have to be a big thing, just a one-time donation, it will be greatly appreciative. So once again, this is Debbie Simon Campbell, D-E-B-B-Y-C-A-M-P-B-L-L-N-Y-C at AOL.com and 845-820-6598 or Debbie Simon on Facebook. Thank you. Dawn?
Hello, everyone. Good morning. This is a special weekend for mothers, and I would just like to say to all the mothers, you have earned everything being a mother, and I salute all of you out there who are working hard and supporting your children and your family to make things happen. And for those, of course, in our country of Antigua and Barbuda, we have not forgotten you. Debbie and I are working on a lot of different programs to bring to Antigua. So everything takes a while to get together. So you will hear about several things that we're going to be doing in the future. And to the people that have been allowing us on the radio station, we do appreciate you. And we'd also like to say Happy Mother's Day. If you have children, to your wives and your sisters and your nieces. And so today is a good day to start celebrating that special mother in your life, even if sometimes it may not be a birth mother. So I can tell you something, is that I have been on the phone every day and night trying to get some donations for us. And so with that being said, I also have been in touch with an association that is from Antigua out of Florida. And so they will be also doing their fundraising to help people in Antigua as well. So I'm connecting with them. I'm now part of them. And so we are working together with them at the moment. And I just had my first meeting with them last Friday. And so this next meeting we have, I will hopefully Debbie will be able to be on as well. And so what we're going to do is a lot of collaborating on how to get things done together and how to get things down to Antigua to the people who really need it. And they already have a fish fry planning down in Florida. And some of you may know some of the members. I'm not privy to saying the member's name until they give me confirmation. But do know that we have a lot of people out there that are interested in helping our country, our beautiful island of Antigua and Barbuda. And Debbie and I will continue to do the work. As you heard Debbie speaking, she's already made some connections and now has 15 barrels. So know we are doing something, knowing that we are transparent with everything we do, and we would love for someone to come on the radio and talk to us and let us know if they're interested in participating, and if they have questions, Debbie and I will answer. If you're interested in reaching out to us, my name is Dawn Cochrane Curtin. My email is Curtin, K-I-R-T-O-N, 697 at gmail.com. and my phone number is 785-554-5678. So we'd like to hear from you, as we're on here every Saturday and we'll continue to be. So I would love to hear from the viewing, from the audience that's listening in, and get your opinion on what we should be doing, or if you would like to join us, Debbie and I will be able to speak to you and let you know what your duties will be, which is basically helping us to get things down to Antigua, supporting us monetarily, and if you have donations, we can also let you know how to get those donations down to Antigua on your own. Go through us. We have the connection in Florida, so give us a call. And I'd like to hear from you guys on the radio station as well if you have questions. And also, we do have Cash App, but we will give it out once you talk to us or email us. And so with that being said, I'd like to say again, thank you so much for allowing us to be on the program every Saturday, and also a happy Mother's Day to everyone. I would love to be able to go down to Antigua, Debbie and I, but we have so much work here to do. That will happen at a later date. Thank you guys very much. Debbie, is anything else you'd like to add?
Yes, I just wanted to say especially a special Mother's Day to the gentlemen on the radio station, wives and mothers or daughters, if they're still with us, give them our regards and our greetings.
Yes, well, Cardinal, I have a big Mother's Day greetings for you guys and to welcome you to the platform. So stand by for Mr. Cardinal Mills, and he'll encourage you even further. Cardinal, come on. Cardinal.
Hello.
Cardinal, you're muted. You've muted yourself.
Yeah, I'm muted for, you know, to block out some noise around me, and then I forgot I did that.
Yes, so
John and Debbie, you know, welcome. I'm glad you eventually found us on this new platform, and, you know, let you know that we are quite happy with the work that you're doing, and we'd always be happy to host you. Let me just say again, happy Mother's Day to you both, and
you. We
hope that we can continue this relationship, you know, onward.
Thank you.
Assisting you in forwarding your efforts to what we call the less fortunate people.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yes, well, Dawn and Debbie, we're going to wish you guys the very best of the rest of the day. As a matter of fact, may the rest of the day be the best of your day. And continue humanitarian work which you're doing. It's not going unnoticed, I can tell you that. And God eyes are not closed. He knows your motive, and I know they are pure. Of course, Kana would have
Amen
said it.
To that.
Yes, you can always call on us, and you can count on us. We'll be here for you guys each and every time you need us.
Thank you so
Thanks
much.
For coming through to spread the word, and remember to give the new platform for those who are not reaching us via the telephone. And they'll be hearing your voices at the blogtalkradio.com/the Caribbean Global Voices. And you know the number. You can just disseminate the number. And what you would have said, it's going to be in the archive. So they don't have to be listening live all the time. They can always get in on the site, and they will hear your pronouncement, and they will hear everything that you would have asked for and everything that you're doing. So again, thanks.
All right.
Thank you. Happy Saturday.
That sounds very good. Thank you, guys.
Definitely. We'll see you on the radio next Saturday at 10:45 in the a.m.
Yes, sir.
Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you so much for everything. Bye-bye.
You're very welcome. Bye. Okay, so that was John and Debbie coming through and doing some real good humanitarian work there for the less fortunate over there in Antigua and Barbuda. And I'm sure at some stage they'll be helping others, Caribbean Islands as well, as it grows, as their organization grows, because we're all one people, the Caribbean people. As a matter of fact, in the global world, it's not as huge as we think it is in the first place. So with that, we really want to commend them for reaching out and not just stopping because maybe the pandemic may have gone or what have you, Well, it's not really, really officially gone, but it has lessened. Well, Sanobino Matrix is preoccupied, but he has 2 ears, so one is for us and one is for something else over there, but we've had quite a few following. I'm going to see if we get the King Elimat here and see if he can come on and come through and say hi, hello.
Who?
Mr. Elston Nero, the King of not only Bastia, Newtown, Saint Kitts, but Saint Kitts and Nevis and the Caribbean as a whole. Mr. Elston Elimat Nero, I want to say a pleasant good morning to you, sir. How are you? Did we get Elimat? Apparently, he saw a new number and he was wondering, who is this? Who is this man? So we'll do it again. Make sure that you get him. Panel, there's something on your mind. We're at the top of the hour.
Yeah. Let me just, give you a commentary that I hope would be in keeping with our new foundation, our new platform. Okay. There are a number of powerful voices emerging from the Caribbean to spread across the world. And we hope that this show is meant to remind us of that. These voices played a critical role, particularly in the quest for liberation from the oppression that was strangling the peoples of the region who have been restrained by European colonialism. Among those many voices, one, and I'm not quite sure if I'd be speaking the truth to say it stands out, but it is surely a remarkable one. And that is the voice of Frantz Fanon. Many may not have heard of him. Now, Fanon was born in Martinique at the time that it was a French colony on July 20th, 1925, almost July 21st. Now, early in his life, he experienced racism at the hands of the French security forces in the form of the gendarmes or policemen and other military personnel that was stationed in Martinique to keep its African population in place and in line. Now, this experience became a major influence in his views of colonialism and European dominance. These views had a major impact and influence on anti-colonialism and national liberation movements all over the world, to include its impact upon people like Al-Shariati in Iran, Steve Biko in South Africa, Malcolm X in the U.S., and I'm sure Ho Chi Minh, who led the revolt to oust French colonialism from Vietnam. You and I grew up hearing about the Vietnam War, Ivor, and all of the deaths and carnage that grew out of that situation. Now, Fanon held the unique position of being a psychiatrist and a political philosopher. From this position, he was able to explain the dynamics between a people's mental and psychological condition and their social circumstances. He was the first to include the ecology of the patient in the treatment of mental disorders. I don't think that technique is used very much these days. In 1952, Fano published the first of his many works called Black Skin, White Mask. Here, he explained the mental and psychological dynamics of black people's allegiance to white culture and black people's desire to be white. Following the publication of Black Skin, White Mask, Fano published other works, and many of them at that, but I'll mention a few. In 1959, A Dying Colonialism. In 1961, The Wretched of the Earth. And posthumously, Towards the African Revolution was published in 1964. Racism and Culture was published in 1956. Alienation and Freedom was published in 2018. The Colonizing Madness was published in 2016, and all of these were published after his death. There are many more works that you can refer to honor, that represent the legacy of Frantz Fanon. Now, he coined the term or the concept of cognitive dissonance. And it goes like something like this. Sometimes people hold a core belief that is very strong. When they are presented with evidence that works against that belief, the new evidence cannot be accepted. It would create a feeling that is extremely uncomfortable and painful. And because it is so important to protect that core belief, they will rationalize, ignore, and even deny anything that does not fit within that core belief. It would be hard to believe that with this magnificent impact upon the globe, this voice out of the Caribbean, Frantz Fanon, died on December 6, 1961, at the tender age of 36. Long live Frantz Fanon and the global voices of the Caribbean. Back to you, Iva.
That was a masterpiece there. I really, really enjoyed listening to that there. That was in the form of a band drive, I have to say that. So, kind of we have to get that on the bulletin board. We have to get it in here to say, well, probably we're going to summon you to bring something of that sort on the weekends and Saturdays. So, I like that. You know, I always like the back drive on the Sunday on the Cricket Show. So this seems as if it's in that form. That's how I take it. But, you know, early this morning, I would have said Happy Mother's Day to the ladies who are on with us. That is Matrice, Sister Kathleen, Barbara, and Dawn and Debbie. They were with us. And Irma Thompson. And the one who was not with us that I've called, Mal Ruby. So now it's time. I think it's just about time now for me to just get on to the names who were not with us to add to my Ruby, because it would be remiss of me not to say a happy, happy, happy Mother's Day to Mrs. Eunice Francis Fuel Thong. We have our poet, Miss Connie Wheatley. You know, I'm not too sure I'm going to get on tomorrow. I have to do double duty tomorrow. So I'm taking this opportunity to really, really shout out those ladies at this time, wishing them a happy, happy Mother's Day. Miss Irma, that's now Simon O'Brien. We want to say happy, happy Mother's Day to Miss Irma O'Brien over there in Central Florida. As a matter of fact, I think we should really go ahead and give them a call. Simon should be able to come on in. I'm not too sure that he would have got this number, but I'll do that. But guess who is with us, Cardinal, and who have found the time to be on this inauguration day? My word, I am so delighted. I am so delighted. The man who father's name is Mr. Watt, and he has a son that takes a lot of time out, Cardinal, to compile birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on a particular day when we're here on a Saturday. This is Ma Ruby's son. So, Mr. Watt's son. Simon, I think you should have a drum roll and introduce Mr. Audie Watt for the very, very first time on Caribbean Global Voices, CGV. Cardinal, you introduce, take your mute off and get the big man in. You're still muting yourself, the Cardinal. I need for you to unmute yourself.
Yes, you need to.
Welcome the big man. Let your voice resonate throughout the world in giving him a rousing welcome.
Good morning. Good morning, Audley. Good morning. Welcome to the new platform of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. I've been entertaining and educating our listeners for a number of weeks, and I'm sure they would like to hear the voice of who is this man that is bringing us these birthdays and anniversaries and historical notes. So we're going to present him today. Mr. Audley Watson, come on in.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Cardinal. Good morning. And good morning, Iva. Good morning to our listeners.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hey. Look, okay, so good morning to all our listeners. And as I've always said on the Sunday morning and the Sunday evening show, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to our listeners throughout the world, wherever you are listening. It's good to know that we are still on the air, and of course it's a new platform, the Caribbean Global Voices, same Blog Talk Radio, and happy to be able to join even for a little bit on the inaugural program. And yes, from now on we wish that it will continue for a long, long, long time. Yeah, Ivor, and everybody, we're just happy to know that we can be doing our thing right here, and hopefully might be able to join you. This is no guarantee because it just happened that able to join in at this time. All right, so we look forward to, when I can't join, of course, we'll always go back in the archives to listen to what's happening. And just before I go any further here, I just want to join in Iva, just wishing a big boisterous happy Mother's Day to Miss Eunice Francis, of course, the wife of Mr. Leon Francis, and their daughters who are also mothers. I want to say happy Mother's Day to you also, and Mother's Day to, of course, Connie Wheatley, Iva said it, and Theo Thorne, and all the mothers that are involved on the cricket show, Sunday Morning Cricket Show, like Mrs. O'Brien, of course, and Mr. Dennis Heat, Mrs. Heat, wife of Dennis.
Yeah.
Of course, she's also a mother. And, of course, you called my mom first, Marub. I mean, she was there. You've called her before, Marub. And my sisters, Jean and Joan Williams, up there in New York. And also Jean, my other sister, the sister that followed me, Jean Binns. She's in Queens, and happy Mother's Day to her also. My Florida mom, right here in Florida, Merrimar. Yeah, Ms. Beryl. I just want to, Mrs. Beryl Anderson, I want to give her a big shout out to before it comes tomorrow. Of course, we'll be doing it all again on the cricket show. But I just want to give a big shout out to all those mothers, all the mothers, David's wife, David Maitland, and everyone else that is represented, out of platform. We just wanted to give a big shout out to everyone. Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah.
When it comes.
Yeah, well, Audley, don't go because I'm happy that you reminded me of Liam's daughters as well. But guess who is here to say a big thank you? And you would have heard your name. You didn't hear the chuckle, but you chuckled in the end. Speak to Mr. Simon O'Brien White. I'm not going to call his name. Oh, you
hello and a good morning to you. And I want to wish all the mothers listening to us a happy Mother's Day, safe and healthy Mother's Day. And all of the family and listening, tell everybody have a happy Mother's Day.
All right, Mr. Simon.
You with me? We want to say happy Mother's Day to you, and we're jumping the gun here on a Saturday because we do that every time since we have the Saturday show, and we want to welcome you to the new platform. So, Simon, you have to bookmark this number.
Which number?
This number that you're on. Make sure you put it in a diary. Make sure you put it in a diary.
Okay.
Come in your diary.
Okay. Have a happy Mother's Day, all the listen mothers. And so, thank you for your call. We just cleaned up the house.
Yeah, so let's hear the voice of the First Lady, Miss Irma.
Oh, yes, I want to thank you very much. Thank every one of you for my greetings today and for the greetings of all mothers today.
And so nice to hear your voice, Miss Irma.
I'm sorry?
So nice to hear your voice.
Oh, yes, thank you, and happy Mother's Day to all your panelists, mothers, tonight, you know. So happy Mother's
thank
Day to
you.
Everyone.
Thank you. Thank you.
All righty. Thank you very much.
Yes, okay. You have a great day, and enjoy your day tomorrow. Double the pleasure tomorrow.
Yes, thanks a lot.
Mother's Day.
Okay, have a good day.
Okay. Have a
okay,
great day.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Thanks. Bye-bye.
And Ivo, if you'll allow me, I have just one item of sports. Just one item of sports.
Of course.
Is it okay?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So we all know Mr. Ben Stokes was recently appointed captain of the England cricket team. And he's so celebrated playing against Worcestershire, but he played for Durham. Playing against Worcestershire, he compiled 161 runs in 88 balls.
What?
A strike rate of 182.95. This is not an ODI match. We're talking about a four-day match. 161 in 88 balls. Hear this. 8 fours. And 17 sixes. That's Mr.
When
that Ben Stokes.
When that occurred? When was that?
Yes, the match continued today. I mean, it was being played yesterday. It started. So
wow.
His side, Durham, made 580 for six to clear. And at that time, Worcestershire, they were replying. I don't have this word. They were trailing by 470 at the time. So, Ben Stokes, welcome to the captaincy of the English cricket team. And, of course, he said his off-field antics, or we want to call it, what really happened during this time there will help him to keep his feet on the ground, so to speak. Not his exact, I'm just paraphrasing here. And it will help him during the time of his captaincy because he has been through some off-field turmoils, so it will help him to settle down, and it will be a good experience being the England cricket. Yeah, 161 in 88, 8 fours and 17 sixes. Back to you, sir.
Yeah, the guy, he's a talent. He's talented, I have to say that. And I, too, want to congratulate him on his elevation to the role of captaincy. I think the kind of guy he is, I don't think captaincy would prevent him from his style of play or anything like that. I know it's more responsibility, but with Wood still in the team, it seems as if they had a good rapport. I think he'd be ably assisted. So, thanks for bringing that
yes,
to us, Cardinal.
Right, right. And just one more thing. I want to say happy Mother's Day also to my baby mother. this way, let me put it right way. My ex-wife. She's the mother of my two children, Audine Watson and Orin Watson. So, Viewers, happy Mother's Day when it comes. And, of course, now Orin has turned us into grandparents. So, Orin's wife, Gwen, two grandchildren, turned us into grandparents, two grandchildren. And very happy Mother's Day to you when it comes tomorrow, Gwen. Matthew.
Yes. Well, like Virgil would always say, if I have to take time out to name all of my kids' mothers, we have to have a separate show. That's what he says. So I just say...
You noticed I didn't touch it, Ivor. Ivor, you noticed I did not touch that.
I know that's your boy. I'm a mind reader, man. So I just said, let me go ahead and get it up.
I did not touch that one.
Kind of the show, you show he gave me a little low blow there when the referee wasn't watching, right? So, I say happy Mother's Day to all of my baby mamas, man. And even the grandkids, though, I mean, hey, you never know. Time's moving on. But by all these
I might as well say happy Mother's Day to Harriet as well. We didn't have children together, but she's a mother. She's a mother of three. So hey, happy Mother's Day to you, Harriet, when it comes tomorrow, of course.
Yes. Yeah, it's a pity we're not hearing from Lynette. She said she had to go out. She'll be listening, but we thought she would have, chime in before to be on the platform for the first. I mean, she's going to miss out the first without her voice being recorded here. But nonetheless, there's always other time, plenty of time. We'll be here for a long time and for a good time, for a great time. So, but Audley, trust me, I'm delighted that you got a little time out to get on here with us. But at the same time, I want to say good morning to Dennis and Leon. They are busy, as he would have told me in conversation yesterday. They are doing some other stuff there. So for the folks who are not hearing the voice, the regular folks, it's none of what we're doing, really. You know, it's an open-ear type platform and all that stuff. But spread the word. Get the numbers in your head. There's a lot of threes, 563-999-3693. And remember, CGV, that's the shortened thing there. Audley, so begin to sing that in your head. CGV, 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 Caribbean Global Voices. And we're going to get some ads in there. Got to get Sister C and Ren and those guys to get their voice on here with some ads for us in terms of promotion.
And remember, when it comes to nines, it's three nines, and don't let anybody give you sixes for nines. If you think you get a six for a nine.
There you go. Yes.
Three nines, eh?
Yeah, we have the sixes upside down, three nines. Yes, yes, yes. So, well, folks, we're celebrating the Mother's Day. Of course, you know, we always do that on the day before. If there's a Monday and there's a holiday, we do that on the Saturday. And anything close to the Saturday, Friday something would have happened, we bring it to Saturday. But we are winding down, folks. All of 3 hours is afforded us here on this new platform. We want to spread the word. Nothing beats word of mouth, but we will still send it out via text, via Facebook, via whatever platform, WhatsApp and the likes, so we can really, really shoot off and shoot for greater things and for higher heights.
So, Ivor, in business we always say, the best advertiser is a satisfied customer, and the same applies. Yes, the same applies to if you're a listener. You know, if you're a listener, and you're satisfied. You're the best advertiser. Go tell someone, tell other people, and tell them to join us.
Yep.
And as much as they can join, as much as they can follow, you know, and always remind them where they can find it in the archive, just in case that they are not able to join live. You can always go back in the archives and listen to the show. Back to you.
Yep. Okay, good. Well, Cardinal, we're winding down, and I know some events would have been happening that you're interested in. We have the Tortola Premier, he found himself on the wrong side of the law. We have over in St. Kitts and Nevis, we have some turmoil over there with motions of no confidence being filed against themselves, the government filing it against its own self. I don't know if you can weigh in on that. They're trying to get at the Prime Minister, but is the opposition is not bringing it. But I've never heard of that one. But I don't know. Seems as if it's a stalemate because the Speaker of the House, who received the motion of no confidence, he in turn wrote back and said he's seeking legal advice on this one to make sure that it was filed properly. And the governor, they went to the governor first, wrote something, and the governor wrote back and said he cannot do their work for them. He cannot dismiss a prime minister. They have to channel it through the parliament. So it's just a stalemate. I don't know why how a country can run like that. Six of the nine ministers, cabinet members, they do not go to cabinet. And indeed, if parliament is called, I doubt that they will be attending. So I don't know how the government is being run there at this time. And the Ukraine war, that still continues. And I'm still saying it from day one that Russia is not going to win this war, but they're going to cause considerable damage and a lot of innocent lives will be lost. But in terms of taking over Ukraine, I always think it's not going to happen because it's not an uprising from the people. It would have been easy if the people are uprising against the government and looking for outside support and came to their, yes, then I can say they will win. But when the people, the civilians are taking up arms against them and saying you're not going to take over country, I don't see how you can win from the outside. So, maybe, or if you want to wait before Cardinal come in on anything there, if something happening in Jamaica, you know, whatever, it's open line type in our last hour. We normally, you know, normally go that way.
Okay, I'll just comment on the Ukraine war there, because as we all know, Putin, he took it upon himself to, you know, amass troops on the border. It was being said before the invasion, between 130 or 150,000 troops were amassed on the border. And whenever he was spoken to, he would always, you know, sort of dismiss things about invasion. And we know how it is in politics. They never tell you the truth. It's like, you know, they'll deny it. They deny it 6 o'clock. And 7 o'clock when it happened, now, you know, you realize they were always lying. So, but he has found himself in a situation now where he is so much on the defense, on the back foot, that he's threatening other countries around or even with nuclear weapons. You can see it's a last-minute Hail Mary because he found that things are not going the way that he had drawn it up to be. He was expecting to just march into Ukraine in a matter of 3 days, and it's all over, map up operation, and then Ukraine will become part of Russia. As it turned out, you know, when a people are determined and say, I'm going to defend my homeland, he's learning the hard way that determination is one thing that, you know, you can't take away from people, especially when you find that it's been done unjustifiably, right? What he's doing, when you look at his flagship warship, it's in the bottom of the ocean and stuff like that. What I would like to really happen, somehow the Americans or some French, British or whatever, has some planes what fly below the radar and things like that, and like to go and sink, quite a few of the battleship otherwise in the Russian territory again. And that is what is really, I would really love to see that, because I love an underdog when, you know, you're at home in peace and somebody come and attack you, and then when other people are defending, then Putin is like, oh, it's like he's behaving as if, you dare sink my ship.
How can you do that? You're going to pay for it. And he's the one who started all the aggression, you know. So I would really like to see Putin suffer humiliating defeat and ultimately being replaced in Russia. Yeah, I'd like to stand up rising in Russia against him, because not everybody is for what he's doing. But unfortunately, when the majority of the military is on your side, they're going to have the upper hand. The other thing is, because of the propaganda that is being spread over there, they shutting off of all the like Facebook and the social media. They are just being fed a steady diet of what they want the people to hear, a propaganda. So a lot of people not knowing what is actually happening right now. So I would really like to see turn decisively on the side of Ukraine, that Russia will march out, just like when they had to march out of Afghanistan with their tail behind them. That's what I have.
Okay, let's see if you can get Phil in here to say good morning. Oh, Phil just dropped. Oh, I had him on here, but I guess he's not hearing us. I was telling him to hold on. He's not recognizing the number. Colonel, you can pick it up. I'll try to get Phil, and if Phil come in, let's just give him a listening ear for a minute or two. Take him off, Colonel, and come on.
Yeah, I am going to say this. To begin with, when there's a war, somebody's always going to try to calculate who wins and who loses. And I would like to repeat the words of the man, I think it's Boris Hammond, who says, war has no winner. Now, what's happening in the Ukraine, I said it yesterday, I'm going to say it again today, and I'm going to say it again tomorrow. What's happening in the Ukraine right now between the Ukraine and Russia is the expression of a European cultural tradition. And it's a tradition that has been honored over the course of history. You know, these practices were praised at one point as the circumstances out of which honorable men grew. Honorable men were those who slaughtered people in their own interest. The tradition of Europe and the culture of Europe is a culture of war. And you check your history if you think that I'm lying. Now, sometime earlier we were told that World War II, which we understood here as having ended in 1945, was supposed to be the war that ended all wars. But that didn't happen. The carnage continues. And why is this? Because the people who are engaged in this war, and are people who have developed a culture, a way of life.
There's some singing in the background, and then you turn it off.
Hold on. We have Phil. Let Phil go ahead and say hi and hello for the first on the platform here. Phil, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We are wonderful. We want to welcome you to the Caribbean Global Voices, and making sure that you get on from day one to say hi and hello, and I sure kind of want to greet you. Let me let you know that Linus had to go out, so she's not on at this time, but she'll get back into the show and she'll hear you. So you can say your piece.
Yeah.
Good morning to the folks.
I'm not hearing you very well. You have to put your mouth in the phone or speak a little louder.
Oh,
We want to welcome you to the Caribbean Global Voices on the new platform here. And we're going to let you go ahead and say hi and hello to the folks. We have Cardinal, we have Audley, Mertris. I was telling you that Lynette, she had to be away. She's in town. She's listening, but she's not audible. So you can say hi and hello.
Yeah.
I can send Mother's Day greetings out to anyone who you would like to. We still have a few more minutes to end the show.
Mother's Day greetings to all the mothers all over the world who are hearing my voice. Mother's Day greetings, right? Mm-hmm. There's something anew in the air right now. They're saying that the Dow will be very low or stop, and they say that the way the world is going now, you have to invest in certain companies in order to let your $1 become $1,000. That is what is happening now. Your little $1,000 in the bank.
Regard as well, because we had a conversation. Arlie can weigh in on that as well. We had a conversation earlier this week concerning that same conversation you're having now.
Arlie. There's a PhD who was on the internet this morning talking about the fact that the federal government will own all the banks. Yeah? And there would only be licensees of the federal government. Right?
Mm.
So, this lady is putting out some email. I'm getting some email from her, free of charge. But if I decide to invest with her, I pay $49. Huh? And the way she's going,
we have a lot of those on the internet or YouTube.
YouTube or internet, whatever.
Yeah, you have a lot of those people on internet or YouTube. So you have to be careful. I'm not saying some are not genuine, but some are in it too. Yeah. But anything else, you know, you buy low when the stocks are down. So not every stock, because you have to know that you look at the stock, or whether you're in stock or coins, the cryptocurrency. You know, you buy when it's low, when they say buy the dip. So when it comes back, because it's inevitable, the market always comes back, right? We have been through many recessions. And sometimes it looks as if, it will be done. But then in a year just a little less than a year. Yeah, so it will come back.
I have a millionaire friend.
Just the fear of what you buy. Yeah.
I have a millionaire friend who $3 million passed through her hand. She's secretary for Citibank. Mm-hmm. And she says, Fillmore, go ahead. Do what you have to do. It won't be always the way you expect. It will go down and up and down and up, like sine and cosine. That's life, right?
Yes, roller coaster.
You'll win out in the long run if you stick to it. Huh?
Patient, right. Patient is the game.
Patience, yeah. So they're saying that she had some coins in her pocket. She said those coins will be worth thousands of dollars in the years to come. And she had $3-5. She asked the moderator on the program, what do you think is the more expensive, values more, the $3 or the coins? And he said, I can't answer. The the coins valued more, she said. She's a PhD. She said, I'll give you the coins, but you can keep them, because when things go up, the coins will be worth lots and lots of money. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
We come mm-hmm. from a small island with small ideas, you know? But this is a big, big idea. Huh? Hmm?
I understand totally.
Is, huh?
Totally.
You understand
Back in the island, 3,000 mean is a whole lot of people. Now, when you come to a bigger country and talk about 3,000, it's like, really? So, you know, it depends on where you're from. What is big to you depends on where you're from. What you're accustomed, how you're grown up, what you're accustomed to. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I can tell you a secret now. Big secret. It's going all over the world. My sister left $300,000 for me so that I could go to school, and I paid four times as much as anybody going to Miami did. And they wanted to put me in the who's who of the world, but I didn't bother with that. I, however, got
Brilliant, gentlemen.
Well, that's what they say, you know. But when I said Miami did, I was in the Phi Theta Kappa group for two terms. And they also put me in the, a book with standing students.
Who is who?
And
who
my
is who?
Name is written in gold in the United States. And I was in the top 2% of students at Miami-Dade.
That's something else.
So
that's something else.
Yeah. The lawyer who had my case, he said that he never get anything like that. He was going to college. Yeah. So that's how it goes. That's all I have to say for the time being. You can tune it
and
meditate.
We want to thank you for coming through. We wanted to hear your voice on the first, because this is the first day. Caribbean Global Voices, and we had to ask Cardinal to step aside and give you a drum roll to get in, so you would have pushed away the big man Cardinal. But Cardinal, come on in and say hi to Phil, and you can continue the conversation concerning the Ukraine and the war over there with Russia.
Yes, Phil, good morning, it's good to have you back again. You know, we know we are in a new place. Same time, same show, you know, so we're happy to have you in. Unfortunately, Lynette didn't call in this morning, but she's going to always inquire. That's right. Okay.
You have the number, right, Phil?
As I was
you
commenting.
Have the number?
I wrote the number down. Let me see. I wrote the number down.
Let's get
somewhere in my book here.
You wrote it down last week.
Right.
I wrote it down last week, so it's here. It's here somewhere.
Okay, don't forget to call in. Every Saturday.
I won't forget.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have you do some biblical stuff. Okay. Go ahead, Cardinal.
Sorry,
folks.
Take care.
Listen to the rest of the program. Just stay on. Listen to the rest.
Listen to the rest of the program.
Yes. Okay. Right, Daniel.
Yeah. As I was saying, you know, what's happening in the Ukraine is nothing that any of us can do anything about. And we are kind of just bandying on words and rolling emotions when we decide to step in on this side or that side of that conflict. That is not helping the conflict one way or the other. Now, as I was saying, we heard, and it was told to us, that the World War II was supposed to be the war that ended all wars. But, you know, right after that, we saw, you know, a conflict in Vietnam
that ended in the loss of 58,000 lives in the United States who took up the mantle to attempt to restore French colonialism in Vietnam. Now, that moment or those efforts could have been spent, you know, those resources could have been spent to ensure that wars do not happen again on the face of this earth. But here we go again, anointing themselves to be the leaders of the free world and claiming to be the party or the people who have the formula for bringing peace in the world are jumping in one side or the other of conflicts that they themselves sometimes create. So since World War II, I should say after World War II, the United States was given the mantle to become the chief executive for the advancement of the white supremacy agenda worldwide. So we saw it involved in wars in Vietnam, in South America, in Central America, in Africa, in Asia, and all over the place. And people started asking, are you the world's policeman? Now, how are we going to get peace out of a culture of human degradation? Because that is what this is about. European culture is a culture of human degradation. And as long as we subscribe to the principles or the prescriptions of that socioculture, we will continue to have wars. The rhetoric of peace or lasting peace, as the Honorable Haile Selassie said, the dream of lasting peace would remain a fleeting illusion to be pursued but never attained unless and until all of us abandon this culture of human degradation in which we are all involved. So, thing is that we're not ready to discredit and abandon that culture. We are not ready to discredit and abandon that way of life. Because you know what? Wars bring certain people material profits. Wars, in as much as they create destruction, they also create wealthy people who would wish to continue those wars. Because you know what the objective is? To make the aristocracy, to make the people who control the wealth of the world, the wealth out of Africa, the wealth out of Asia, the wealth out of the Caribbean, as small a group as possible. So as they become more wealthy and the masses of the people experience a greater degree of poverty, another war will begin. And guess what? The people who were demolished by the war before are asked to join the new war in the hope of gratifying themselves with some form of benefit. So where will it end? And this is where the leaders of the free world, as they call it, are taking us. But if we do not exercise our God-given consciousness and intelligence of the humankind and continue to get involved in these conflicts, one way or another, one side or the other,
we are also going to continue to be the victims. It's pointless for us to sit back and then hold our heads and decide to bawl because another one of these conflicts has arisen. That is not going to solve the problem. As I said, the problem is one of our commitment to the principle of human degradation, whichever war it was. Wherever you see poverty, wherever you see homelessness, wherever you see people suffering from the lack of proper health care, wherever you see people being made to live in tents or on the bridges, on the side of the road, there is one thing that this is generated from, and that is the seed of human degradation. Could we at least exercise a pattern of behavior and create a sense of an atmosphere of activity where we act as if we are creatures of divine creation? We are human beings as the Creator intended us to be. So far, what I'm looking at, whether it's the war in Ukraine, the conflict between the Ukrainians and the Russians, or the hostility between the Republicans and the Democrats, or the hostility between the NRP and the CCM and the Labour and the PAM, it's all rooted in the same thing. And unless we take a stock of who we are, unless we come to understand that we have deviated from that spiritual essence in which we were created, this thing is going to continue. So it's pointless, almost meaningless, to talk about who's going to win and who's going to lose, because every single one of us will lose. Thank you.
Can I just make a quick reply there?
Yes.
Can I make a
close? Come on in.
Yeah. Right. Yes. Cardinal made some great points. And naturally, war, when you look at it, in the end, nobody really wins. But if you're at home, if you're at your home, and somebody come and kick down the door, you know, I know it's been said that, you know, as he pointed out, World War II was fought to end all wars. But the problem is, man will do their best, right? And it's only when God is ruling on the table of one's heart, of man's heart, that we can really have abiding peace. And I'm not talking about just being religious now, because religion costs more war more than anything else. We're talking about a born-again experience with Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace on the heart. That is only when man can have peace, right? But if you're at home and somebody come and kick off your door, you're not provoking the person or anything, you're going to defend yourself, you know? And you can't just sit back and be a doormat, and that's why, hence, the Ukrainians have to fight back, or anybody else would. Because what kind of man would stay at home and watch somebody come and just take your wife and children, or as the case may be, you know? And without fighting back, you know. So as the situation is, as I pointed out, there's a long time ago, there can never be any peace until God is sitting at the conference table. And even if he's at the table and he's not ruling the hearts of men, there won't be any peace. My peace. That's my peace.
Okay,
it's Cardinal Rooster in the background here.
Yes.
Ivor, there are two hands up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Lynette is up. Lynette is here, so we're going to bring Lynette so she can... Happy Mother's Day to you, Lynette. That's number one, and better late than never. And Phil just asked for you, and he's going to say good morning to you as well. Hi, Lynette.
Good morning. Morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Morning, Lynette.
Good morning, Lynette.
Mm-hmm. Good morning, one body. Phil, good morning. Special morning for Phil. How are you?
Fine, thank you, Lynette. Nice to hear your voice. Huh?
Wonderful. Nice to hear you, too.
Can I say something? Can I say something here, gentlemen?
Of course. Yes, of course.
The Bible. The Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God.
With
and
God,
God
and
created
God.
The universe. Don't bother with that those biology textbooks at Miami-Dade and all over the university that says we were started by evolution. Evolution is stupidness. Huh? A cell doesn't have the intelligence to create human beings that doctors can't understand up to now. The brain has more capacity than all the computers in the world. Huh? So I'll leave some of what I have to say for later.
Yes.
That's my...
Later next week.
We only have 2 minutes, and Mercedes is going to get a chance to send us home for the first time. As you know, this is our first show on this new platform, the Caribbean Global Voices. So we don't have a recording ending, so Mercedes has got to put something together to tell us where we are.
Yeah.
So, Lynette, you have a minute. We're going to give you that minute to get your stewardship out and let us know what's been going on with you. Go ahead.
No, I'm fine. Everything good. Yeah. I went out to an appointment. I'm back. Yeah, it's good. Everything good.
Okay, very good. Any big plans for the Mother's Day tomorrow? I mean, we're celebrating... We're serenading you ladies here today, but, you know, we hope that you'll be doubling the pleasure tomorrow. You're having church tomorrow. I understand that you have a new preacher tomorrow, the Prime Minister. Leave it alone. Are you going to church tomorrow?
Yeah, well, I saw that on Facebook. The Prime Minister is going to be at our church, but whatever.
So are you going to church tomorrow?
Yeah. In St. Kitts? Who's the Prime Minister of St. Kitts now?
Good question.
Dr. Timothy Harry. I like how they have doctorates in St. Kitts.
Yeah, he has a doctorate.
These people. Dr. Herbert. Dr. Douglas.
He's a medical doctor.
Who is the other? Dr. Timothy Harry. Huh?
We have Dr. Drew. Begin to get Dr. Drew in your mind. Begin to get that name up in your head.
Dr. Drew.
He's going to be a parliamentarian soon. Dr. Drew. He's a medical doctor.
Ah.
But he's the leader of the...
He's a medical doctor. Oh.
Okay. We're going to turn this over to Mercedes now because we have only 2 minutes to go. We don't want to be dropped. We want everybody here to hear Mercedes. So Mercedes, let's go ahead and just take it away here and send us home.
Okay. Well. We've come to the end of... good show. But don't worry, it's not goodbye. There's many more excitement to come. So until next week, Saturday, from 9 a.m. to 12 noon, on CGV, Caribbean Global Voices, we'll meet again. So long. Take care.
And that's the voice of... Oh, I messed it up. I thought you were finished. I messed it up.
No problem.
You can edit. You can edit next time. No problem. You can edit.
Yeah, we're focusing just on the time for all for coming through this morning. Especially, we had our first long-distance call, Miss Irma Thompson, coming out of St. Martin. She tried, and like you said, never give up. And she got in, but... Cardinal dubbed her a road runner. I don't know. I think he'll have something to say about that. But she, too, admitted that she's going to run. She's going to hit the road. She's going to run out. I asked her to walk, though. But so Cardinal was on something when she said she's a road runner. Nonetheless, Kathleen is in St. Croix for Lynette's information. She knows where she is, I believe, more often than not. But I learned this morning that she is on the beautiful island of St. Croix, enjoying St. Croix. So, Caroline, we want to say good morning to you. You should have lent us your voice for the first episode, but nonetheless, I know you are here with us in spirit. Okay, so there we go, folks. We're going to be ending the show here. Oops, it's off. Being in trouble here. But this time, you know, we can have a little extra over the off the record. For those who are listening to us on the devices, they would have dropped, but what they're saying here is being recorded. But we're going to end it, though. I think 3 hours is just about enough listening time for everyone. Much thank you again. Thank you, Linda, for coming through. Thank you, Phil, for coming through as well. Audley, Cardinal, Dawn and Debbie for coming through with their humanitarian efforts for Antigua and Barbuda. And for all those who would have listened, we really, really appreciate you taking the time out. And with that, we're going to wish you all the very best tomorrow for the Mother's Day. And if you're interested in sports, the Cookie Show continues tomorrow at 6 until 9. So we're going to ask you to step over there and join the heavyweights tomorrow at 6 to 9. And, of course, I'm sure they'll be able to tell you where they can find us here next Saturday as well, when that show is aired tomorrow from 6 in the p.m. until 9. So until then, we just have to say, may the rest of the day be the best of your day. Thanks a lot, everyone. Bye.